All right, buckle up. Today, we're going deep on the science of gratitude.
Oh, I like it. Gratitude.
Yeah, not just, like the warm, fuzzy feeling, but like real, tangible, brain-changing power of thankfulness.
Powerful stuff.
Have you ever noticed how, like, just a simple thank you can totally, like, shift your mood?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It turns out there's some serious science backing that up. We're diving deep today into an excerpt from The Science of Gratitude.
Okay.
It's this guide that basically breaks down why being grateful is so much more than just like good manners.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because this guide is saying that gratitude, it's not just a fleeting emotion.
Right.
It's like this, almost like a mental muscle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you can strengthen. And it actually can have a huge impact on your happiness, relationships, and even your physical well-being.
So it's like more than just like, oh, just be a nice person, you know?
Yeah.
There's actual like tangible benefits to it.
Absolutely.
The guide actually points to three major
Sure.
benefits: increased happiness. So instead of like focusing on what you're missing, gratitude helps you kind of like zoom in on what you already have.
Yeah, it's like appreciating the abundance in your life.
Yeah.
Even those small things.
Talk about a perspective shift.
Absolutely. And this change in focus, I
Yeah.
think it really has this ripple effect on your overall happiness. The guide also highlights stronger relationships. When you genuinely express gratitude to others, they feel valued and appreciated. And that just strengthens your bonds.
Like it's a secret weapon for making people feel good.
Yeah, definitely.
And get this, gratitude can even improve your physical health. The guide mentions things like better sleep,
Ray.
reduced pain, and a tendency to just like take better care of yourself.
Wow. So your body is thanking you for being shameful.
I know, right?
That's wild.
It's almost like your body's like, oh, thank you for appreciating me. I'm gonna like function better. Now, here's where the science gets like mind-blowing. Okay, so the guide dives into the neurological side of gratitude,
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting.
explaining how it literally changes the structure of our brains.
Whoa.
Neuroimaging studies, all right?
Okay.
They show that expressing gratitude activates the same brain regions that are associated with reward and pleasure.
What? So, like,
And
really?
like enjoying like a delicious meal
Really?
or spending time with loved ones.
So, being grateful lights up the same parts of my brain as those things. That's amazing.
Wasn't that wild?
That's
It's
incredible.
like the same like happy chemicals are firing.
Yeah. It makes sense, though, in a way, right?
Yeah.
Because you feel good.
And what's even more fascinating is that it creates this incredible positive feedback loop.
I'd love that.
So the more you practice gratitude, the more your brain wires itself for those good vibes,
Yeah.
leading to even more reasons to feel happy and thankful.
So it's like this upward spiral
Yes.
of awesomeness, just
Yes.
triggered by being thankful.
Exactly. Like it just keeps like building on itself.
Wow, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I want more of that.
So it's like this awesome upward
I
spiral.
love it.
But the question is, how do we make gratitude a habit?
Right. How do we actually do it?
Something that we do consistently. A guide suggests a few steps, but let's focus on like the most impactful ones for, our listeners today.
Great.
What would you say is the first step? Like, where do we even begin?
Well, I think gratitude journaling is a great place to start.
Okay.
It's really powerful for self-reflection. And the guide encourages you to like regularly write down things that you're grateful for.
Okay.
And what's cool is you can do it however you like,
Yeah.
whether it's a fancy notebook,
Yeah.
or just a simple note on your phone.
Like whatever works for you.
Yeah. The key is to make it a regular practice.
So there's no like right or wrong way to do it,
Right.
which is great. And speaking of specifics, the guide also mentions that being specific in your entries makes a huge difference.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of just writing friends, you could write Sarah's infectious laugh
Okay.
or that spontaneous coffee date with Michael that totally made my day.
I like that, being specific.
The guide mentions that this level of detail can actually lead to a pretty powerful mental shift over time.
That makes sense.
Because as you consistently focus on the specific things you're grateful for, it actually starts to rewire your brain, making you naturally more positive and appreciative.
So it's like training your brain
Yeah.
to spot the good stuff,
Yes.
even amidst like the chaos of everyday life.
Exactly. Even amidst all the craziness, it's like
Yeah.
you start to notice it more and more.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, the guide doesn't just stop at personal reflection.
Okay.
It also talks about expressing gratitude to others.
Right.
It's not just about you,
Okay.
it's about how your gratitude affects everyone around you.
Right, like the ripple effect.
Yes. And this is where the science of human connection comes in. The guide explains that when you express gratitude, your brain releases oxytocin.
Okay.
Sometimes called the love hormone.
The love hormone, I've heard of this.
This hormone plays a big role in strengthening your relationships with others.
Interesting.
So it's like a biological hug powered by thankfulness.
I love it, yeah. So what are some like practical ways that we can put this into action? Like, how do we actually express this gratitude?
Well, the guide suggests some really simple but effective strategies.
Okay, awesome.
One is writing thank you notes.
Oh, nice.
It might seem old-fashioned, but there's something really powerful about taking the time to like express your appreciation in writing.
Yeah, I can see that. Makes you think more intentionally about it, right?
It forces you to really think about what you're grateful for and how that person has impacted your life.
Absolutely.
And it makes them feel good too.
Right, yeah.
Another suggestion is to simply like make a conscious effort to say thank you more often.
Oh yeah, it's just like a little thing.
It might sound basic, but even those small expressions of gratitude can brighten someone's day.
Yeah. And strengthen your connection with them, too.
And strengthen your connection with them.
Yeah.
The guide also talks about doing random acts of kindness.
Oh, I love that.
Like paying for someone's coffee.
Yeah.
Or complimenting a stranger.
That's a good one.
These small gestures not only benefit others, but they also boost your own well-being.
It's amazing how those, like, seemingly small acts can have such a huge positive impact, right?
Right.
On ourselves and the people around us.
It's like it ripples out.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, here's the thing. Gratitude isn't just for when things are going well, right?
Right, yeah.
It's about finding the good, even when things are tough.
Absolutely.
And the guide dedicates a whole section to what it calls reframing negative experiences.
Okay, I like that.
It's about finding the silver lining.
Yeah, yeah.
The hidden opportunity, even in those challenging situations.
So instead of getting like bogged down by the negative, you try to see the situation in a new light. Maybe even find a lesson or a chance to grow from it.
Exactly. So instead of asking, like, why me? You ask, like, what can I learn from this?
Right, totally.
Like, how can I use this to my advantage?
Yeah, that's good. And the interesting thing is that this process of reframing can actually make you more resilient.
Right.
Right.
Makes sense.
When you can find something positive, or at least a lesson to be learned in difficult situations, you're less likely to be, like, overwhelmed by stress and anxiety.
Makes total sense, yeah. It's like turning those obstacles into opportunities for growth.
Yeah, I like that.
Exactly.
So the guide suggests a few techniques for reframing.
Okay.
One is to focus on the lessons that you've learned from setbacks. Instead of, like, dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, mm-hmm. what did I learn from this experience?
Right.
How can I use this knowledge to grow?
Yeah.
This shift in thinking can be incredibly powerful.
So powerful.
And sometimes reframing just means accepting that, you know, life has its ups and downs.
Right.
It's about acknowledging that, like, both good and bad experiences are part of the journey.
Totally.
And that even the tough times can teach us valuable lessons. And this acceptance can really help you cultivate gratitude even when things are difficult.
It's like surrendering to the flow of life while still maintaining a positive outlook.
Yeah, I like that. That's a beautiful way to put it. What other techniques does the guide suggest?
Well, another key point is focusing on the present moment instead of getting lost in regrets about the past or worries about the future.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. Being present.
When you ground yourself in the now, you can start to appreciate the good things that are happening right here, right now.
Right.
Even amidst, you know, those difficult circumstances.
Like a mental reset button.
Yeah.
Finding that little bit of peace right where you are.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. The guide encourages seeking out a gratitude community.
Oh, interesting.
To amplify your practice and stay motivated.
So it's like surrounding yourself with people who are also focused on gratitude.
Right. Like we talked about online forums and groups, local meetups, and even just like having an accountability partner.
Right. Yeah.
Having those connections can be incredibly inspiring and supportive.
For sure, especially when you're facing challenges.
Especially when you're facing challenges.
It's like having a whole cheerleading squad for your gratitude journey.
I love that analogy. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into the science of gratitude,
yeah.
I'm curious to hear your final thoughts. What's like the most impactful takeaway for you? Like what really resonated?
I think for me, it's the overwhelming evidence that gratitude is more than just this feel-good concept.
Yeah.
It's actually like a powerful tool
Yeah.
that can improve our well-being on multiple levels.
It's like, it's actually tangible. It's not just like, oh, this feels nice. It's like, no, this is actually doing something.
It affects our happiness, yeah, our relationships,
yeah,
physical health,
yeah,
even the structure of our brains.
It's like, it's amazing how something as simple as being thankful can have such a profound effect on like every aspect of our lives.
And the best part is that it's available to everyone.
Yeah.
You don't need like any special skills or equipment or anything. All it takes is just a willingness to shift your perspective.
Yeah.
And focus on the good.
It's like we all have this superpower just waiting to be activated.
Oh, I love that. That's a great way to put it. And the more we practice gratitude, the stronger this superpower becomes.
Right.
Leading to a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Absolutely. Now, for our listeners out there, I want to leave you with a question from the guide that really struck me.
Okay.
What if you could transform your life simply by choosing a mindset of thankfulness?
Wow, that's a big one.
What would your life look like if gratitude was like your guiding principle?
That's a powerful question.
It really challenges us to consider like the transformative potential of gratitude. And remember, this is just the beginning.
Right.
There's so much more to explore and discover about the science of gratitude.
This deep dive was just a taste.
Exactly, just a taste. And we encourage you to keep exploring this fascinating topic and see how integrating gratitude into your own life can make a difference.
Yeah, it's a journey that's worth taking.
Well said. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the science of gratitude.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring this amazing topic with us. And remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Start with something manageable and build from there. Consistency is key when it comes to cultivating gratitude.
You got it. Every little bit counts.
Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and most importantly, stay grateful.
Stay grateful, yeah. It's like you're taking those obstacles and using them to like step up to the next level.
It's like, yeah, instead of like tripping over them, you're using them to like climb higher.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And another technique the guide mentions is practicing acceptance.
Okay.
Life has its ups and downs, right? And like embracing that reality, I think, it can help you find gratitude even during difficult times.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, pretending that everything's perfect.
Right.
It's about acknowledging that challenges are just part of life.
Yeah.
And choosing to focus on what you can control.
That's a great reminder, because sometimes it's not about like fixing everything. It's just about like being okay with where you are in that moment.
Yes, surrendering to what is while still holding on to a positive outlook.
I love that. That's beautifully said. The guide also emphasizes focusing on the present moment.
Yes, being present.
Instead of like, you know, dwelling on past regrets or like future anxiety.
It's so important.
When you can ground yourself in the now, you can really start to appreciate the good things that are happening right here, right now.
Right.
Even in the midst of, you know, challenging situations.
Like a mental reset button.
Yes.
Finding that little bit of peace right where you are.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. We talked about seeking out a gratitude community.
Oh, yeah, the community aspect.
To, like, amplify your practice and stay motivated.
Right. It's so helpful to connect with others who are on the same path, you know.
Absolutely. Like we talked about, you know, online forums and groups, local meetups.
Right. Yeah.
And even just like having an accountability partner.
Yeah. Gratitude buddy.
Yes. Having those connections can be incredibly inspiring and supportive, especially when you're facing challenges.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's like having a whole cheerleading squad for your gratitude journey.
I love that. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into the science of gratitude,
yeah,
I'm curious to hear your final thoughts. What's the most impactful takeaway for you? Like, what really resonated with you from all of this?
I think for me, it's the overwhelming evidence that gratitude is more than just a feel-good concept.
Right.
It's this powerful tool that can actually improve our well-being in so many ways.
It's like, it's actually tangible. It's not just like, oh, this feels nice. It's like, no, this is actually doing something.
It affects our happiness, relationships, physical health.
Yeah.
Even the structure of our brains.
It's amazing how something as simple as being thankful can have such a profound effect on like every aspect of our lives.
And the best part is it's available to everyone.
Yeah.
You don't need like any special skills or equipment or anything. All it takes is a willingness to shift your perspective,
yeah,
and focus on the good.
It's like we all have this superpower just waiting to be activated.
Oh, I love that. That's a great way to put it. And the more we practice gratitude, the stronger this superpower becomes,
Right.
leading to a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Absolutely. Now, for our listeners out there, I want to leave you with a question from the guide that really struck me.
Okay.
What if you could transform your life simply by choosing a mindset of thankfulness?
Wow, that's a big one.
Think about that for a moment. What would your life look like if gratitude was like your guiding principle?
That's a powerful question that really challenges us to consider the potential of gratitude.
And remember, this is just the beginning.
Right.
There's so much more to explore and discover about the science of gratitude.
This deep dive was just a taste.
Exactly, just a taste. We encourage you to keep exploring this fascinating topic and see how integrating gratitude into your own life can make a difference.
It's a journey that's worth taking.
Well said. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the science of gratitude.
It's been such a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring this amazing topic with us. And remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Start with something manageable and build from there. Consistency is key when it comes to cultivating gratitude.
You got it.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and most importantly, stay grateful.
Stay grateful.
Yeah, it's like you open a door and you're like, whoa, I didn't even know this was here. And it's all because of like just being thankful.
Yeah, and what I really like about it is that it's a journey. You know, it's not like you just arrive at gratitude and you're done.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn, new ways to like bring gratitude into our everyday lives.
It's like a constant evolution. So for everyone listening out there, like, I encourage you to take what we've talked about today and just like experiment, see what works for you.
Yeah.
Maybe try that gratitude journal we were talking about, or write a really heartfelt thank you note to someone who's made a difference in your life.
Yeah.
Or even just like take a moment, you know, to pause and appreciate the beauty around you.
The little things.
Yeah, the little things. You might be surprised by like just how powerful those small acts of gratitude can be.
You really might. And remember, even those baby steps, they can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Start small, find what feels good for you, and go from there.
It's all about consistency, right?
Consistency is key. It's like anything else. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we've come to the end of our deep dive into the science of gratitude.
It's flown by.
I know. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration with us.
So much good stuff to think about.
It really is. And just remember, even those small steps, they can create big shifts.
Yeah.
So until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and most importantly, stay grateful.
Yes, stay grateful. It's